with us. We appreciate so much your being here. And we hope that you come back tonight. Matt Taylor will be preaching. I think he's going to be preaching to the young people tonight. Do we old people have to be by? I guess so too. But anyway, be sure you come back and hear Matt preach tonight. I believe, yes, that's right, Stuart. In Hebrews 11, verse 1, now the faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And no wonder in Hebrews 11, verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can't please God without it. And I believe in Jesus. And I want you to believe in Jesus. And in Acts chapter 11, wonderful chapter, after Cornelius has been baptized, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 11 that there were people that heard about Peter and what he had done. And that was brought up to him. And he had to give an explanation as to why he had gone into a Gentile house and why he was telling and speaking to the Gentiles. But after that explanation had been given, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 11 that the brethren all were glorifying God because the fact that God now would receive the Gentiles. And the word of the Lord is preached. And the Bible tells us in Acts 11, verse 22 and 23, that the tidings that now has been made known, that they came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem. They heard about what was happening. And guess what they did? The Bible tells us they sent down Barnabas, told him to go down to Antioch. And he went as far as Antioch. And when he came, he saw the grace of God that had been manifested to these people. And then he made the statement to these people. He said to the brethren, he said that they were to continue to purpose in their heart and cleave unto the Lord. Would we listen to Barnabas if he visited us at O'Neill? The Word of God, powerful as it is. And the Bible says that Barnabas tells these now new members of the church that they were with purpose of heart to do what? They were told to cleave unto the Lord. Oh, brethren, we need that. That exhortation. In Acts chapter 11, verse 22, the tidings of what had happened, and now then it had come to the ears of the church at Jerusalem. Barnabas is sent down, and Barnabas tells these people that with purpose of heart, they would cleave unto the Lord. A lot of people are looking to different sources for what they believe. There are those that are looking to philosophers. I took a course in philosophy when I was in college. And I never will forget when you're studying like Plato and Socrates and Aristotle and some of the thoughts that these men purported, you wonder sometimes how in the world that people would believe their teachings. And yet there are people that cleave into their possessions. There are people that cleave into their positions. And yet, my friend, when the Bible tells us that Barnabas, when he came to these new Christians, he's telling these new Christians that they are to cleave unto the Lord. That was a mean. It means to adhere to persist, to hold on, even under great pressure to let go. You don't let go. You continue in communion and attachment. And Barnabas was urging these brethren, cleave, hold on, stick to, and cleave unto the Lord. The one was through Jesus Christ. And no wonder he says with purpose of heart, that is, intelligently with your mind, sincerely, deliberately, persistently, with the deep and abiding commitment out of the heart, you're going to do what? No matter what comes, you're going to cleave unto the Lord. Jehovah's perfect law restores the soul again. His testimony sure gives wisdom unto men. The precepts of the Lord are right and fill the heart with great delight. When thou dost search my life, may all my thoughts within and all the words I speak thy full approval win. O Lord, Thou art a rock to me, and my Redeemer Thou shalt be. We need to be reminded that with purpose in our heart, we have faith and we hold to it. Hebrews 11, verse 6. We need to live in faith. God is, and we're His people. And as Barnabas told these new Christians over there in Antioch, with purpose in your heart, cleave unto the Lord. No wonder you read in the Word of God that we're to strive to be holy. In 1 Peter 1, verse 16, be ye holy, even as your Father which is in heaven is holy. And then we need to flee sexual sins. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 18, Paul says, run away from it. Flee them. Flee the very temptation to sin. We need to take hold of the whole armor of God. In Ephesians 6, verse 10, and the Bible tells us that we are to be very careful about who we associate with, lest they pull us away and we're no longer following after Jesus Christ. In Acts 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Who said that? Peter. What did the people do? They began to associate with them because they took knowledge that Peter had been with Jesus. Does people, when they have you around them, say you're different? You're not like the people of the world? Do people able to say about us who are members of the Lord's church that we associate with brethren who love the Lord? And when we're with people who are not children of God, they see our light shining. In Matthew 5, 16, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We want to be with those who are working with Christ, who are serving the Lord. And yes, as Jeff McKinney said this morning, a family that cares for one another because we're cleaving, holding to, sticking to, and we're adhered to Jesus Christ. No wonder Matthew 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, all that we've just spoken of can really be put out in that statement that Barnabas made as he saw these Christians who now are children of God, these Christians, and he tells them with purpose of heart, you intellectually, you make up your mind, serve the Lord, hold to the Lord, don't let anything separate you. Tidings of great joy. One of the things that God emphasizes is for us to seek for Jesus. In Isaiah 55, in verses 6 through 8, Isaiah the prophet speaks of seeking the Lord. Seek the Lord while He may be found. How many of us have found Him? How do we seek the Lord? In John 5, verse 39, search the Scriptures. For in them you think you have life eternal, and they are they which testify of me. Jesus said, if you want to know me, and if you want to share me with others, and you're seeking after me, here's how you'll be able to know who I am. Search the Scriptures. How many of you read the Bible every day? Be truthful with yourself. How many of you look at God's Word? Study it. You read in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Peter says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. But you can't do that if you don't study it, if you don't read it. How many of us today would confess that days go by that we really don't even read the Bible? We may meditate a little bit, but we really don't search the Word of the Lord. Seek after Jesus. God tells us that He is the salvation. In Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, there the Apostle Paul, as Paul is writing to the Romans, telling us that we're justified by the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son. In John chapter 12 and verse 21, there were those who came and they said, sir, we would see Jesus in your life and in my life, who do they see? Have we found him? Are we willing to share him with others? I suggest to you, my friends, secondly, once we find him, that we do everything we can to share him with others. How many are on their way to hell? They're going to be lost eternally, burned in a fiery furnace of hell. We don't want anybody like that. Surely we don't want to go. When you find Jesus, you want to share him. You sought to find him. You know the true Jesus. And surely, my friends, just like John the Baptist when he saw Jesus. John 1, verse 29, the Bible tells us, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Andrew, Simon, Peter, one of the two which had heard John speak and followed, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and he saith unto him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. How many are we converting? How many are we having an effect upon in our lives? When we seek after Jesus and we find him, what are we going to do with him? We're going to live for him. And then we're going to share him. And we're going to share him with others. And the Bible says in John chapter, the Bible tells us in John 1 verse 42, he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, Jesus said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is by interpretation, "a stone." Look what a man he became. Peter, the great apostle, who found him. Brother, once you find Jesus, you'll do like Philip. When he findeth Nathanael, the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, "Follow me." Jesus says to Philip, "Come on, follow me." Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, "Guess what? Nathanael, I've got something I want to share with you. Nathanael, I want to tell you something. We have found him." You seek after him and you find him. What do you do with him? You share him. No wonder Philip said, "Well, we have found him of whom Moses and the prophets in the law and in the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said unto him, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" The answer is, Philip saith unto him, "Come, come and observe and see for yourself." Oh, we're having a gospel meeting. Steve will do a good job in preaching. But who will come? Who will be here? Who will be here every service? Have you made up your mind? Have you already purposed in your heart? Have you made a determination intellectually that, you know, with the help of God, I'm going to come to every service I possibly can next week? I want to hear the word of the Lord. And I want to share it. And I want other people to see there are people at O'Neill, which includes me. And I want them to know that we care for them. Oh, my beloved friend, do like Philip. Find a person like Nathanael. Invite them. But don't let them come and you not be here to welcome them. Oh, we have so much to share. The great Savior of the Lord. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and he saith of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." And this amazed Nathanael. And Nathanael saith unto him, "Where did you know me? Whence knowest thou me?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answers and said unto him, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel." He's confessing what? The one that he's found. And the Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open. Boy, wouldn't that be something? Can you imagine Jesus saying this to someone that just found him? And he said to him, Here's what's going to happen, Nathaniel. Verily, verily, I say unto you, afterward you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. He had found someone. And this someone was Jesus. And Jesus now is telling the great joy that he shall have. You and I need to be seeking him. We need to find him. Are we looking at the right place? Then once we find him, we need to turn to him and look with all the heart. Back in the old days, they had a Brill cream they used to talk about. What was Brill cream really known for, Tommy? I tell you what, remember, a little dab would do you. Boy, for you and me, a whole, it wouldn't do us much good. But I tell you, my beloved friend, let me tell you what. A little bit of religion to do you? Come on. We're ready to go to heaven. We're preparing ourselves. What did Barnabas say to those people that now are children of God with purpose of heart? Make up your mind. What's the most important thing in your life? To go to heaven. How much energy are you spending to do it? He died. He died for me. He died for you. He died for all. Jesus Christ. Hebrews 2. We see Jesus who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. Don't take that lightly. It costs something to save you. Save me. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before him, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things that he suffered. Hebrews 5, 8 and 9. Yes, God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, he did something for us. He died for us much more. Then being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And then, once you found you sought him, you found him, you turned to him, and you obey him. What do? You hold on to him. You never let him go. You hold his hand. You hold his word. And yes, I suggest to you, my friends, you say, I know whom I have believed. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, Jesus is my friend. He's my Savior. He's my Deliverer. He's my Lord. Russ Coffey over in Huntsville, Alabama was told he had probably less than a year to live. He didn't know anything about the Bible. He wasn't a Christian. He asked me, Do you think, Brother Guy, that God would take me? Think about that. I said, Rush, yes, he will. He obeyed the gospel, and sure enough, he didn't live a year. He was 50 years old when he died. But I tell you about that man. I tell you about that family. He sought for Christ. He found Christ. He obeyed Christ, and he wouldn't turn him loose for anything. He knew he was dying. He wanted to do everything he could before he died to get his family, and many of them obeyed the gospel. I say to you this morning, when Barnabas was sent down by the church at Jerusalem to go down to Antioch to see these brethren who had been converted, here's what he said to them, with purpose of heart, cleave, hold on to him, cleave unto the Lord. Never, never let him go. Stick with him. Jesus is mine. Say that. Mean that. Show it. And let him know that you are truly one of the converts to him. You see, it's a life and death matter. To live with him here is to live with him in eternity. To live for the devil here is to live forever with the devil in eternity. And we have to make up our minds and make those decisions. Because you see, Jesus is the only way. You can't go to Buddha and find what you can do to be saved eternally. You can't go to Muhammad. That religion will not tell you about Jesus. You can't go, my friend, to Hinduism. You can look at all Buddhism, Mohammedanism, Hinduism. You can't even go in denominationalism and find Jesus. Where do you find him? Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own self. Jeremiah 10, verse 23. Here's your answer. Your answer is, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. If you were to stick to Jesus, I guarantee you, he'll never leave you. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you. When I'm sick, Lord, will you leave me? No. Whenever I'm in sorrow and I'm having to go through days and nights of sorrow and pain, Lord, will you leave me? No. When I'm going through some of the toughest trials of all my life, Lord, will you leave me? No. When I'm lonely, all by myself, others have already gone. I thought so much about that this week with my own family. So many now in eternity. I long to see my brothers. I'll not see a one of them here anymore. Sisters, family. Sometimes when you're all alone, where is their hope? What do I do? You turn to the one that you haven't left, and you've made up your mind, there's nothing that's going to separate you from Jesus Christ the Lord. You hear the old sayings today, a lot of people, one of them is, get what while the getting is good. You hear people saying, enjoy yourself. Well, it's later than you think. You hear folks saying, let's eat, drink, and be merry because tomorrow we die. Barnabas, what did you tell these Christians? With purpose of heart, what are they doing? Making up their mind. What is their decision? Their decision is, as he's telling them over and over, cleave, cleave to the Lord. Stick to him. Keep your hand in his. Hold on to him. Wake up in the morning. Thank God you have another day. Walk with him through the day. Let him know you're his. And when you pillow your head at night, you're ready to go to sleep. Fall asleep in Jesus. Go where he would have you to go. Do what he would have you to do. Live for him as he lived for you. And yes, die for him as he died for you. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Number one, don't forget it. Cleave, stick to him, hold to Jesus Christ. Some of you are lost. You know Christ, but you won't obey him. There's not anything we can do, and he can't either. If you're not willing to submit to him, yes, why won't you seek after him? Not reject him? All we're telling you is what the truth is. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Daniel purposed in his heart, won't you? Daniel was a man in the Old Testament that would not eat anything that defiled him. He made up his mind. He believed in it. And I want you to remember this statement in the bottom of this slide. When you are tempted to sin, young people, and Matt's going to talk to you tonight, middle-aged people, old people, remember this. I purpose in my heart, I will never do that again. My son, 55 years old, he smoked I don't know how long. 3 weeks now, he's given that all up. I hope he sticks to it. And I can say to him, son, remember, you've made up your mind. You intelligently have said, I have purpose in my heart. I will never do that again. Do that with everything, with sin and all. And I told Ann coming out here, I said, honey, I'm overweight. I made up my mind. I've said in my heart, I want to lose at least 5 pounds before the meeting next week. Don't you dare give me anything for dessert. Don't you buy me a coconut cake or anything. You help me. Encourage me. I'm going to do it with the help of God. And that's what I need. And I want to cling to him, and I want you to. Don't let your job, your family, bad health, people might hurt you. The devil's trying to persuade you to turn away from me. Just remember, it's now and then, now. Whether we rejoice on that day will depend on our action between now and then. I've heard of a land of joy and peace and wonderful light, a beautiful place of mansions fair and skies ever bright, where all who believe the Savior dear forever shall stay. And having been saved by grace divine, I'm going that way. The glorious news I tell and sing as I homeward go, that those who are still astray in sin, my Savior may know. I want them to sing his praise above some beautiful day. For glory to him who died for me, I'm going that way. I know I shall meet him at the gate when trials are past. I know I shall meet him face to face in glory at last. And oh, I believe that when we meet, oh, how wonderful. Well done, he will say, for trusting his soul redeeming love, I'm going that way. And in the chorus, listen to it. I'm going that way. I'm going. I'm on that way. I'm going that way. I'm going that way. And Jesus, the Savior I adore, is with me each day. I am clinging. What? I'm clinging to him. I cling to him. And never to stray and never to stray. Yes, singing his praises all day long. I'm going that way. Are you on that way? If not, won't you obey the gospel? You're not a Christian if you're an erring child of God. Get back. Remember your commitment. And as Barnabas said, with purpose of heart, make a decision and cleave, cleave unto the Lord. Never, never depart. If we can help you in any way this morning, won't you obey Him while together we stand?